This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca. As the sunlight is waning, this can be quite difficult during the time of solstice. Typically, it's a time where we gather with friends and family and try to celebrate, but it can be particularly difficult for some of us, especially if we happen to have lost a good friend or a loved one, and part of that close circle is simply missing now. And the Hospice Society of Prince George is familiar with that and is hosting an event this Tuesday, December 12th, virtually online, so anyone can join who happens to be feeling that loneliness acutely right now. Speaking to us today about the event is Donna Flood, Executive Director at the Prince George Hospice Society. Donna, what do you feel an event like this is needed in our community?
Well, here at the Prince George Hospice Society, we recognize that there's a chaos and busyness to Christmas that, you know, someone that is maybe grieving can find overwhelming. And just giving them that moment, that space and time to just sort of pause, reflect, and remember and know that there's an opportunity through being with the community to actually do something tangible in remembrance of the person they lost, right? It's just that giving ritual to what we do. So lighting a candle to say, you know what, I remember, and then being able to then move into Christmas in a way that makes sense for them.
So often, this type of struggle is something that people tend to hold inside of them. It's not a part of us that we want to share. It's hard to do. It's painful. And we have to be pretty vulnerable to put that forward. But how is joining a circle like this and talking about it helpful?
Well, I think what it does is it also normalizes it. Some people will feel like, I should be over this. This shouldn't still bother me. This shouldn't still be hurtful, you know. It could be that they lost their person 5 years ago. Well, grief has no timeline. And I think sometimes as a society, we have expectations that people should move on. This sort of coming together in a community and pausing and just being present reminds people that it's okay to feel this way, that this is normal. This is part of having loved ones, loved someone so much that we continue to grieve. It doesn't mean it immobilizes us, but it gives us that moment to pause and reflect and move forward and say, it's okay, I'm okay.
We don't have to be happy all the time. There is space for some downtime.
There's space to say, you know what, I don't want to go out to that event. I don't want to go out and participate in parties this year. That's okay. You know, I think how people grieve is as unique as we each individually are. And so it's okay for them to just move forward in a way that makes sense for them, but also to know that they're okay, that it's normal.
If anybody is interested in attending this event, how can they join? How can they find out more?
Well, you don't need to join. You just need to participate. We're streaming it live on our Facebook, Prince George Hospice Palliative Care Facebook page. And it's streaming live on December 12th at 6:30. But it will be pinned to the top, so you can join at any time if you're not able to make the event. It will be there for you to participate in, even if it's after the fact.
For people who might be interested in helping out at the hospice this difficult time of year, how can they get in touch or how can they support the hospice?
Yep, they can give us a call at 250-563-2551 and ask for Denise. She's actually our community programs manager, or for myself, Donna Flood. And certainly we will put you to work. We're shameless that way. Or if anyone just feels they need that extra support, give us a call, because we also have one-to-one support for anyone that's having an extremely difficult time going through the season. And that's the whole thing. If anyone is grieving, not sure what to do, call us and we can find the right spot for you. It may not be a group discussion. It may be an informal grief and grub for guys where men get together and eat, you know, or it may just be coming and helping us and working through your grief by doing something, you know, tangible. So if you're not sure what you need or if we can help, give us a call and we'll sort you out.
Thank you so much, Donna. I really appreciate that.
No worries. Well, thank you.
That's Donna Flood with the Prince George Hospice Palliative Care Society, which is hosting a candle lighting tribute to lost loved ones over Facebook Live this Tuesday, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca.